This is Chiona Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, June 8, 2016. Over 300 Zimbabwean students enrolled in various programs in Algeria under the Zimbabwean-Algeria Bilateral Scholarship Program claim that some of them have now turned into prostitution and drug dealing in order to survive, as the government of Zimbabwe has failed to pay the agreed 3,000 allowances per student a year. They claim that attempts to seek help from the Zimbabwe Embassy in Algiers and state authorities back home have been in vain. ZANU-PF youth in Manicaland province have slashed out at war veterans for endorsing Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa for the presidency, saying the move is treasonous since the president is still in office. Two ZANU-PF factions are fighting for the succession of the 92-year-old Zimbabwean leader. Villagers of Dombwe, Ziambe, communal lands in Mashonaland West Province, who are on a food for work program, say they are being denied food after working for 15 days a month. And a Zimbabwean living in Britain ventures into a dressmaking project. Stay tuned for the stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts Gibbs Dube and Jonga Kandemiri will be talking with listeners about the food situation in Zimbabwe. Some people under the Food for Work program claim that they are not even getting food after working for the state for 15 days a month. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on this Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.